not that bad. Like, honestly, it's not that bad, honestly.
No, it looks good. Yeah. Don't get close.
Yeah, no. Okay, that was like a lot of the don't get close. Okay, but like, even though, yeah, I'm not sure. No, nah, yeah, it's not that bad.
But that looks good. That looks scary, bitch. Ah, no!
Close up.
But, hold on, wait.
Close it in my skeleton gang.
Are you ready?
You know, when I was anorexic and I would wear this, like, when I'm still going through my anorexia, sometimes I'd be like, damn, like, I'm wearing a skeleton costume, but I'm fat. I want to be skinny so bad. Like, I have that thought. I'm like, I'm not even skinny and I'm wearing a skeleton. Like, I want to be skinny so bad.
Like, this is body goals, right?
Yeah, literally, I'm like, I wish I was actually skinny.
The
thing is, I wasn't even fat. I wasn't even fat.
That is so fun. This right here, goal. Are you ready?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Chatterbox Crew, the podcast where we're going to talk about whatever we want each week. My name is Nathaniel Nags.
And I'm Maria.
I hope you all got a drink and a snack, and you guys are ready for a chat. Because we don't have no snacks, but we are ready to chat.
You know,
today.
That's like our saying, but I feel like we usually don't have like a snack.
I know, we probably should.
I feel like we usually do have a drink, though.
We should get
I feel like we usually do have a drink.
Yeah, I like when we have snackies, like the candy salad. Oh, that makes my pussy wet. So good. I love that candy salad.
It was delicious.
I know. Ooh, like what if we do like a chocolate salad?
I love that.
Halloween
like is coming up.
Peanuts with like
chocolate almonds.
Ooh, chocolate almonds.
Strawberries, chocolate. I know you don't fuck with fruit.
Well, no, I mean, no, I love chocolate and strawberries, but that being in a mix of
I just thought we were just talking about like stuff we like. No. I just love chocolate and like I love chocolate
peanut
covered strawberries.
M&M's in the bowl.
Yes. Yeah, I do. I love them. I love them. I'm an almond guy.
Is that what we should have for next week? A chocolate salad?
Yeah.
chocolate salad sounds really.
I love a chocolate salad. Don't say nasty, bitch.
Chocolate salad?
No, please, no.
After the story we told
After
last week.
After the story we told last week, yeah. I think we got a chocolate salad passed around somewhere,
but it was so embarrassing too. Like, even though I was home alone, I was like, wow.
No, it's horrifying. I'd be horrified if I shit myself. Are you fucking kidding me?
I was like, wow, I really did.
I just shit myself.
I really did just shit my pants right here, right now. How embarrassing. Anyway, bro.
At this point, it's happened,
How's your week?
No, I'm looking at you asked me that.
It's how it goes.
Okay. Literally, we were filming two episodes, guys, in the same day. spoke about my week last week. Comedy show. I'm just trying to think. Well, the fucking hurricane. I didn't really get into that. I'll talk about the hurricane.
The hurricane was crazy, Miss Helene.
Literally. Like, the thing is, like, I didn't think it was, like, oh my god, I was one of those people where I was like, oh, it's not going to be that bad.
No, I didn't think it was going to be that bad because I didn't even know about it until the day of it.
Yeah, literally, like, the day before. Thursday. That's when the day before Thursday, like, I was seeing some stuff about it, but even then I wasn't, like, that freaked out. And then Thursday when I started seeing even more things and, like, seeing some of the warnings that we were starting to get, and I was like, I still wasn't freaked out. Because, like, usually it does rain hard here, and then, yeah, we might get a flood warning, but, like, nothing ever happens. It just rains hard, and it doesn't even end up flooding, you know? But, like, so I was like, it's probably just going to be, like, raining hard as fuck, but, like, nothing's going to happen. But then, like, I kept seeing the weather reports, and then I was like, damn, this looks bad. This is getting intense. So, like, it's getting intense, and, like, from what I was tracking, like, we're literally in the heart of it. Like, Greenville, like, we're in the heart of it. Simpsonville, like, we're in the heart of it.
Jeez Louise.
Yeah. So I was like, fuck, this shit is getting crazy. And that's why, like, even I was like, damn, maybe I will call out. Because at first, like, I wasn't even thinking I'm calling out, because I was like, I thought it was going to be, like,
it's a light rain. It's
like,
right drift.
Not light rain, but, like, I was, like, it's just going to be, like, raining hard, but, like, nothing crazy. Like, nothing out of the usual. So, that's why at first, like, I remember you were, like, asking me, like, oh, are you going to call? I'm, like, I don't know. I'm going to see how it ends up being. But, like, then it started getting harder and harder. I was, like, no. Like, I don't think I am going to go. Especially from, like, what I'm saying, with the weather reports I was seeing, I was, like, I don't think I am going to go. Like, my plan was, like, wake up for, like, the time I would get up to, like, get ready for my shift. Because I went in at 5:30 Friday. Because that's, like, when the actual hurricane was. I went in at 5:30 technically. But then, like, the supervisor, she called me. Not the supervisor, assistant manager. She called me at 4. And she's like, hey. So, like, oh my gosh. Me being out of it. Like, since she was calling me, like, at 4, I kind of assumed, like, she was closing. So, like, I don't remember what she said. She was like, sorry, hey, sorry for waking up, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, so am I not coming in? I don't even know what she said. I'm not even going to lie to you. So, and I said, so am I not coming in? Because, like, I was drowsy. I just woke up.
Am I not so, coming in?
And, like, I'm hearing, like, I still hadn't looked outside. But I'm hearing how it sounds outside at 4 a.m. I'm like, she's calling me more than an hour before my shift.
Mm-hmm.
There's a fucking hurricane coming our way, and I'm hearing what's going on outside. So I was like, she's probably going to tell me we're not coming in. And I say, so we're not coming in? She goes, no. We're opening at 7 because, like, the warning's, like, at 6:30. She's like, do you feel Connor coming in? And I'm like, at this point, I'm fine looking outside because I'm like, I'm hearing what's going on. And then she's, and, like, hearing her say, like, oh, like, the warning, like, ends at 6:30 now instead of, like, because originally it was, like, 4 something, I know,
and then it kept going, like, the time kept going I kept pushing.
Literally, somebody went to 2 p.m. I remember I saw, or something like
uh-huh,
that.
Uh-huh, no, yeah.
But anyways, at this point, she was like, oh, the warning says now 6:30. And like I said, this point, I'm looking outside, I'm like, knowing the fucking weather, and also what I'm seeing outside, the weather doesn't just, like, chill out
no,
right away.
It wasn't going to be, like, hurricane, yeah. And then at 6:30, it's like,
clear skies, you know? Like, I was so, when she was like, do you feel Connor coming? I was like, no, I'm just going to play it safe. Like, I'm not going in. And like I said, like, at that point, from what I've seen the reports, I was like, ugh. Like, I didn't even have time to, like, because my other part of my plan was, like, to look outside when I did wake up, but also to, like, look at the weather reports for, like, when I would be driving, because, like, I don't like driving in a hard-ass rain, personally.
No, that's not hurricane.
Like, fuck with that, yeah, and now I'm dealing with fucking hurricane weather. Like, I was like, I'm gonna fucking check this fucking weather app, and I was gonna, like, decipher if I was gonna, like, call out or not, but since she called me before I could even do that, I was like, I'm just gonna have to go with my gut. Like, I was like, nah, girl, I'm not coming in. Like, no, I'm thinking it's just safe.
The whole situation was pissing me off. Because I wasn't able to get in contact with, and literally, the tree that's literally in my freaking front yard right now, because everyone moved it to my yard. Literally, they moved the whole tree into my yard, and I said, are you joking? But
you didn't say anything to them?
I was at work when it happened, and then I came back home, and the tree was just in my yard, and I said,
thanks, guys.
But the tree fell at, like, 6:45 in the morning, and I woke up to the tree falling. So scary. God. Loud sound.
No, it's scary. Because, like, after, after she called me, like, I was awake for, like, an hour. She's, like, also, like, looking at the weather, seeing how it's going. So I'm, like, I'm hearing what's going on outside. And then, it was raining so fucking hard. When it was finally, like, around the time, like, when I would, like, be going into work. I'm not going in, but, like, if I would decide to, like, say yes to, like, going in at 7, mm-hmm. It was raining so fucking hard. Like, I even took videos, bitch, because I was like, they wanted me to go in. This was at 7:05. Like, this one doesn't do it justice. But, like, it was bad, girl. Like, the tree over here was moving so much. I was scared it was gonna fall on my fucking house, because, like, that's a big ass tree. Like, it was gonna reach. And then this one, 7 a.m. And it was dark as fuck. Look at this one. The trees were moving like crazy.
No, yeah, I know. It was scary.
And that's at 6:47. That's around the time I would have been driving my ass. Okay, this one you can't see that much, but you can hear it.
I stepped outside. Hard. I stepped outside because, you know, I do love the rain. The rain is my favorite. So I stepped outside and I saw the tree on the road. And literally, like, I was, that morning I was texting two of our coworkers. And then at like 7:30... nothing anymore. Like, it was, like, literally, like, everyone went radio silent. Like, the service in my area just cut out. And I was standing on the front porch, and my neighbor, who was also standing on the front porch, he was already out there when I was out there. I walk out, I step out there, you know, I was enjoying it. Not enjoying it, but, like, you know, like, kind of, like, in awe of, like, what was happening. He goes, you need to get inside! I said,
as if he wasn't fucking outside. No,
as if he was already outside. I said,
you didn't say anything to him?
I turned around and went right back inside. You said, okay. I went, yeah, it's crazy, huh? And turned around and went right back inside.
Mm. You should be like,
I couldn't get in contact with anybody. So I was over here panicking that I was going to get in trouble for no call, no showing. I was, oh my God. And then the next day, that same day, I finally got a message from a manager. Literally the time my shift was supposed to start. And he was like, hey, so we are closed today. I'm like, thank you for letting me know at 3 p.m. At 3 p.m. I was literally in my car like, do I just drive there? I don't know if I drive there. Mm-hmm. Should I just, active hurricane. I was like, should I just drive there? I don't know. I'm like, hey.
Wait, 3 p.m. is still raining in your area?
Yeah.
Really?
Bitch, it was crazy.
I feel like, at least where I live, it stopped around like 1.
Really?
1:30.
I feel like it stopped around
maybe
like,
you know, maybe it was 2.
I feel like it stopped around like 3:34 for me.
Am I tripping? I feel like it was.
I think you're crazy and you're remembering wrong.
I feel like it was around then. Anyways, because I remember after that I was like, what do we do now?
No, and then
like we didn't have any service. Power was gone. Our power went out around like 7
in the morning.
Yeah,
it was
maybe a little bit before that.
Then my power went out. I don't even know when my power went out. It went out. I was off when I woke up. Oh, yeah. And me being so naive, so stupid. The first day I was like, okay, it's raining. You know, no power. Don't have any service, but like, you know, I make do. Second day, I'm blocked into my road, so I can't leave. And I'm like, okay, you know, I'm gonna do a little walk, see if I can find a little service anywhere. I'll read a book. I literally turned on my porch light. I was like, in a few hours, it's gonna be right back on. In a few hours, it's gonna flick on. I'm gonna be like, thank God. And then the next day happened. And then the next day happened. And then the next day happened. And then a week later, duh. I said, thank God.
About time.
I said, thank God. And the whole time, no service.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, the service sucked ass.
Yeah, the service was horrible. I mean, such, like, first world problems over here.
No.
I had no power, and my power was off for an entire week, and I had no service the whole time. But, like, it's for real. I was so fucking bored.
I mean, it did suck, but also it was, like, hot as fuck.
And a tree fell on my house.
Also, just, like, cooking stuff was hard.
Oh, yeah, it was so... My house got up... The highest I think it got up to in here was 82 degrees in my home. In my home.
Yeah.
In my home.
I don't know the highest it got in my house, but I will say it was hot as fuck. Yeah. Windows were open. You were about to leave.
I was walking around my house fucking bare booty naked most of the time.
I will say that I did get power the next day. I got around Saturday around like 6 p.m.
Sick.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Girl, I was so happy. I said, we got power. I was yelling. So we got power.
We have power.
So happy, girl.
Well, that's.
But yeah.
That's about how I reacted when I got power. Because I was told I was going to get it on Friday, and I was like...
Yeah, they were iffy on our... Was it Saturday, actually? Or was it Sunday? And I'm pretty sure it was Saturday, but not Friday. But I remember at first they were telling us like it was like a day, and then they told us 2 days, and then eventually they said 7 days. I'm like, 7 days? So fucking week?
Yeah.
But and also, please, yeah, like you said, you didn't get yours until a week, and other people didn't get theirs until like a week also. And then, bro, that day, the day like it happened, like not a few hours after, probably around like... 6-ish, I was like, you know what, let me just see like my area at least. Bro, there's fucking hair. Let me see like my area, like how is it doing, girl? There were like trees like literally on houses. Like there's this one house near my house where it's literally like on the whole fucking house, literally the whole fucking house, and it's just like pretty much gone, that house. Like they're gonna have to fucking rebuild
their whole life,
literally rebuild it.
My neighbor's house is like that. Well, yeah, my neighbor's house is like that.
Really?
The one next door, their house, I was seeing my car charging, and they were like, I genuinely don't even know if someone lives there, because all I've ever seen, there are landscapers there. Like, someone pays to get the yard landscaped, but...
You never seen anyone?
I've never seen anyone come in or out of that house. I've lived here about a year, never seen anyone come in or out of that house, but the whole thing is, like, there's just a tree laying on top of it. It's kind of sad.
Yeah. And it definitely is sad, like, seeing all that.
Bro. And there's one on my house.
It's
a small tree, but it's still a tree that laid on my house.
It's still laying on my house. Like, it's, like, scary.
Yeah, I heard it, bitch.
Like,
it was scared
someone was gonna hit my car. Because, like, since, like, the wind was so strong, like, our launchers, like, they flew away a little. Like,
mine was across the street.
Across the street.
Mine was across the street. Oh, I had to walk over there while they were outside and be like, sorry.
Let's get my chair back. I'm almost scared someone's gonna hit my car. Don't think I'm so surprised. Like, our launchers flew away, right? And, like, my Venus flytrap plant that I have it in, I have it in, like, the hair dye bowl. It was, like, right there under, the...
You left it outside?
Yeah, well, they're outside plants. And, like, I said, I didn't think it was gonna be that bad. So I kind of, like, let them out there. And then, like, once it was, like, raining hard as fuck, I was like, I don't want to go outside. Like, I don't want to go outside. Like, I'm just gonna let it be. And then, like, well, I did go look to see. That's also, like, why I was like, I don't want to just go outside. I want to see if, like, they were still there. Because I was like, if my chair flew away... My fucking plant's a goner at this point, is what I'm thinking.
Was a goner.
So I go look over, and so there, she's thriving. She was there. I'm so surprised. Sometimes she was just.
She got a nice drink.
She did. I'm saying, like, I'm so surprised. I'm like, how did the chairs fly away? But, like, the little bowl that I used, like, for, like, dyeing my hair. Just fly. There.
No, my lawn chair.
Which I'm very happy.
My lawn chair flew away, but I have a little house for zucchini outside. Stayed still, chilling.
Yes, it's like, you would think, like, that would fly away, because, like,
lighter. It's so light, but my chair flew across the street.
Like, how does that happen?
It was so embarrassing.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, one of our like Halloween decorations flew away too.
Did you find it?
No. it's a ghost. It's a goner. He had to go.
That must have been so scary. Imagine being that person that saw that ghost flying in the wind. I'd be like, ah, get away!
You would get scared. You would be like, oh, it's like the strong winds making it fly away, like someone's decoration.
Bitch demons.
Bitch, it has a smiley face. It's not like a scary Halloween decoration. It's
coming at me.
It's just like kitty decorations.
Oh, yeah, you do have, like, little kids living in your house.
Yeah, it's, like, the kitty.
My step...
It's not scary, I swear. My parents did. It has a smile and everything.
My stepmom, she goes all out on Halloween. She didn't care that we were little at all. She would put up the scariest ones.
They're, like, places that are literally, like, they're pretty much gone at this point. Like, Chimney Rock, I was there, like, in August. And seeing, like, the videos of how it looks now...
Isn't it so
literally
sad?
Literally gone. Like, road gone. Yeah, buildings gone. It was sad. Like, it was still, like... eerie, like the first day of like the day of the hurricane, like after everything was like done and like chilled out, it was such an eerie vibe.
It literally felt like the apocalypse.
The first day, it's the second day, I feel like even a little bit of Sunday still felt somewhat eerie, but like the first 2 days it felt so eerie because like, you know, everyone's like going through the same thing, like collectively, like everyone's gonna have power, everyone's kind of just like trying to figure shit out.
I was driving up and down my streets trying to find somewhere with service, in the way that my entire city, pitch black.
Yes.
None of the lights were working. It was so scary.
Yeah, it was literally pitch dark outside. Literally.
It was scary.
Because there was nothing.
I know.
Yeah. Bro, fucking Asheville got hit hard as fuck.
I know.
So hearing some of the stories are really sad. Like, then there's another one I saw in Tennessee. It was a hospital. Because it's like a small, like, town. And it was a hospital where, like, literally everyone was on the roof. Because, again, how bad the flooding was. It was terrible. Yeah, like, they had to, like, rescue them by helicopters. Bro, speaking of Chimney Rock, I forgot to even speak about it. Because, like, everything was, like, run down. Like, I saw this one video of, like, people literally, like, having to, like, walk back to civilization.
Yeah, I've heard. I heard about
just so, like, they could get rescued. And, like, what the fuck? Like, that had to been a copless, like, feeling. Like, yeah. They having to walk to, like, some sort of resource.
I would have been like, oh. And, like, how do you even know where to go? Because,
like, everything's gone. Like, your home's gone. And everything.
How do you even know, like, where it's going to be rescued?
What else was I going to talk about? Well, there's this one I saw also in Atlanta. Because Atlanta also got hit pretty hard, apparently. I saw there was one part in Atlanta where this lady, it was like her husband, and like they were like animals. They were, again, being rescued again of the flooding. And she literally had her newborn strapped on her.
That's so sad.
And like the flooding was so bad. Like it was literally like, for her, it was like around like her thighs. Just like walking through that. Like, that's scary.
Oh my god, sorry.
That's scary.
It is really scary.
Very sad what's happening.
Yeah, the whole situation was horrible.
Yeah, especially because people are still dealing with it. Even right now, like, the effects. And then, like, the hurricane right now in Florida, Milton.
Yeah, Miss Milton, if you're nasty.
Yeah. That was supposed to be really bad. Apparently, it's like a...
It's supposed to be, like...
It could even break category... Someone told me earlier today, one of our courses, like, it could be, like, a new record category, like, 6 or something like that. It could. And, I mean, it does look really bad. I mean, like, even, like, I think, like... The mayor, he cried about it, apparently. I didn't finish seeing of it, but, like, I remember I heard about it, and I was like, what?
Oh, and there's a third one.
There's a third one?
There's a third one.
I heard it.
Whoever stole something from the fucking sea, put it back. I'm tired of these hurricanes. Put it back where you found it. They pissed off. Who's that bitch from Moana? The big sea creature bitch.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Whoever pissed her off.
Is her name, like, Mother Earth or some shit?
Navidi.
Tafiti? Yeah, Tafiti.
Whoever pissed off Tafiti.
Oh, she's gorgeous.
She is gorgeous. But someone pissed her off. Someone stole her fucking eye again. And now she's causing hurricanes.
Do you remember our old man is here? Is her of an L?
Yeah.
Tafiti reminded me of her.
Love.
Like, they looked alike. Like, if she were to ever put a Halloween costume, she should do that one. I'm just saying.
Oh, you text her.
I don't know her number. Every time I go to the mall, though, because I heard she apparently works at that Apple store, every time I walk by, I'm like, I'm looking at you.
You got me nosy. I don't go to the mall very often.
I mean, me neither. But, like, when I have gone the last few times. Like, I went yesterday. Because, like, I was dress shopping. Because I have an event coming up. So, I was like, oh, I need a dress, you know? So, what?
She's got an event.
I do have an event. Which is a baptism. But, anyways, I was looking for a dress.
Love a dress.
So, I was like, you know what? I went to the mall. I'm not.
Oh.
Well, I am. Well, I went to the mall. And I went to, like, some of the other stores. Like, anyways, I didn't find anything. And I'm going to Goodwill. I'm so fucking happy I'm going to Goodwill. Because at this point, like, I don't know. I started getting, like, in the dumps. I don't know what the fuck happens. Being in that traffic, I'm just going to say the place. Woodruff Road. If you know, you know. Fucking traffic sucks. Yeah, it was around fucking 5 p.m. at that point. So it was
peak. Oh, fresh when people are getting out of work.
Bro, it sucks. So I don't know if me just sitting that long ass traffic. I don't know. I don't know. It's just getting my feelings. I told you.
Yeah.
With, like, the dating. Like, all of a sudden, I was like, you know, it really would be fucking nice just, like, to have someone.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I really was feeling it in that moment. And then, like, I was driving my car, so I could just see people with, like, their partner. And I was like, that looks nice.
No, sometimes,
like, there's this one specific couple I drove by, and they're just smiling. And I was like, well, it must be fucking nice.
NPCs.
See, I wasn't thinking. I was like, wow, that must be nice. Like, oh, like, they look so happy.
Sometimes when I pass couples on, I'm like, damn, are you for real? Like, it makes me sad, too.
Oh, sad? It wasn't really sad. I was like, damn, it looks so happy. Like, I want that. So, but I guess, yeah, kind of sad. But, like, not, like, I don't know if I should say down in the dumps. More just, like, it made me, like, want to get, like I told you, I've been thinking about dating apps. Or, like, maybe getting back out there. Because, I mean, I did enjoy the last round. Like, I was going on, I wouldn't say a lot, but, like, I went on a few dates. And I was really enjoying it.
Yeah, you never,
like, more than I did usual.
You never told me when you go on dates.
Yeah, I kind of just, like, oh.
I know. That's, I don't, so really dangerous. Tell
anyone. I know.
When I was doing hookups, I was telling so many people every single time.
It's kind of like, I mean, I did get a little bit better at it though. I was telling at least Mari. Like, I would give her my, like,
That's good.
My what's it called? My location.
That's good. That's,
like,
good.
Hey, girl, go here. Here's my location.
Aren't first dates so fun?
They are fun.
But then it's like getting past the first date. Like,
yeah, I was, like, at one point. Speaking of safety, at one point during the date, for one of my last dates I went for, on my last rounds.
The hangout?
The unsafe... No, this is another one. This one actually went relatively good, honestly. There's just a few things he said that I was, like, not into. But besides that, he had walked me to my car, right? And I was like, oh, like, I can drive you to your car if you want. Because, like, I knew he was going to be close by. Because, like, we were in downtown. So I was like, I know he's going to be, like, pretty close to where I parked. So I was like, oh, I can drop you off at your car if you want. And he was like, yeah, all right. So he gets in my car, you know, and we keep talking, blah, blah, blah. And then, like, I was in a parking garage, so, like, you know, I had, like, put my card in and all that, blah, blah, blah. And then he's like, oh, what's this? And I turn around. Bitch, he has my weapon. My car weapon. I said, oh, that's my weapon. And also, the moment I saw him with it in his hand, I was like, damn, I should have grabbed that. Because, like, if he was crazy, he has my weapon.
He has your weapon.
Literally, I went, oh, that's my weapon.
Okay.
Yeah, I literally was like, yeah, give me that, man. I grabbed it back from him. So I was like, oh, I kind of need that. Him giving it to me, obviously, I mean, I fell asleep around him. But also, like, I was like, oh, come in my car. But it was just in that moment. I was like, you know what? He could have just been acting fine this whole time. And he could have gone crazy.
This could have gone wrong.
It could have gone south. Like, I was in my car. It was like 10 at p.m. or about to be 10.
You're like, ugh.
And he has my fucking weapon. I'm like, I don't know. I will admit, sometimes I don't think some things are... But yeah.
No, I know exactly fine. What you mean.
I mean, I'm just with vibes.
Just going on first dates.
I'm with vibes. Well, I might start going on them.
I love soon, going on first maybe. Dates. They're so fun.
Oh, but I didn't finish. So, thrift store. I ended up being like, you know what? Let me go to the thrift store. I was like, you know what? Because at first I was like, no, I'm not going to go. I'm just going to go home. But I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go. Because, like, it's not like I'm going to go do anything at home anyway. So I was like, you know what? Let me just go. Get my mind off things. I'm so happy I did. I'm telling you, within like 2 minutes, I found a dress. And
do a picture?
I love it. No, I don't.
Oh.
But I'll take a picture, don't worry.
Oh, God, I wear love it. To see.
I'm gonna wear it, like, next week or the week after that, I think.
Good. Ooh, when this episode's airing. Good, I have time to edit it in.
Mm-hmm. I'm so happy. I love this dress. It's so, like, 2000s, I feel.
I can't wait to see.
I love it.
I can't wait to see.
I can't wait for you to see it. Wow. And you guys.
And for the world to see.
Literally.
For the world.
Also, I have red hair. I feel like you can't really tell. I feel like, this has already been, like, No, it's been like 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks at this point. I feel like the red has muted down from how it was originally.
Yeah, red goes real fast. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Real fast.
But, like, guys, I have red hair now. I know it's not that red on camera. I mean, it isn't even like a bright red either. Ooh. But, like, yeah, I have red hair. I did that over these last 2 weeks. Need that change. Oh, and I got bangs. But, like, I mentioned that in the last video.
Looks gore. Oh, my God. I didn't even tell you. This was so funny. Me and Anna, when we FaceTimed, we'll, like, scroll through her Tinder. Right? And we were FaceTiming, we were going through our Tinder, and Tinder has this new feature where, like, every once in a while, it'll show you someone that likes you, and it'll tell you that it likes you. Not, like, the, like, secret admirer, but, like, it's, like, swiping, and then, like, it tells you, like, this person likes you. And we were scrolling, and Anna goes, I was like, Anna, he's kind of cute. And she goes, he looks like me. And I said, what? Now we looked at the first picture. Bitch, this man looked exactly like her in the first picture. Like, it was so weird. So she matched with him and she texted him. She was like, you look just like me. And then he unmatched with her.
You think he saw it too?
I think so.
And he was like, oh. Although, you know what I heard? Apparently, like, couples that, like, are, like, meant to be, blah, blah, they tend to look alike.
See, I've heard that, that's what, like, I heard. Usually your partner will resemble, like, one of your parents.
I've heard that too.
And I don't like that.
Yeah, I don't like that either. I like more the y'all look a little bit more alike.
Yeah, I know. At least I can get behind. I don't want to find someone that looks like me. Ugh, boo, tomato.
Really?
Listen, I'm a hot piece of ass, but, like,
I don't know. You know what? I guess I can kind of get with that. Like, I don't know. Me as a male version? I don't know.
You'd be a sexy man. You're just short.
Yeah.
But you as a man and, like, 6 feet tall, I'd smash.
I don't know.
If you're asking me to.
Yeah, you know, maybe I would be intimate. Because, like, I don't have a big nose, but I feel like mine is long. I do like big noses.
I don't think you have a big nose at all. I feel like yours is like a button nose. That's what
I literally just said. I don't have a big nose, but it's long. Oh. Like, mine's not big. Mine's just, like, length big.
Is mine?
Yeah. I'm sorry. Did you want me to be like, you have a button nose?
Yeah.
It's that tiny.
Do you like my nose?
Yeah.
I feel like if I was a straight man and I acted and dressed like a straight man, maybe I could pull you.
Oh, my God. Literally the other day, yesterday, I think, or the day before that, I saw this guy literally just look just like I was about to say hi Nathaniel when they walked in, but then I was like, wait, that's not Nathaniel. He looked just like you.
Straight version of me?
Yeah.
Was he cute?
Yeah, he was.
Would you have
smashed?
Yeah.
Okay, he looked like you, but different enough, okay? So it was just like glance.
So I'm just asking, would you have smashed?
I mean him, yes. But he looked different from you. Like he look okay, now I just need to reword myself, girl. Like he looked like you, but like so fucked up, but like better.
I know! Type. No, I would say.
Like, my type better. Like, because it was like glance when I was going to say, hi, Nathaniel. But then I was like, wait. So you look good.
You want me.
So bad.
That one picture, so bitch. That, that one picture that's on my Instagram by this point. Of me with the bunny ears flexing. Bitch, I look good as fuck in that picture.
You do.
I know. Would you smash?
Right now, right here. Get down.
Let me go put a prosthetic on real quick. Because I had the prosthetic thing on my forehead. Mm-hmm. It was good pictures. Make sure y'all go look at my Instagram right now. It's at Nathaniel Next.
Wait, finish the video first.
Huh? Finish I know, obviously, but like, I'm just talking about my Instagram post.
Nobody watch. Yeah. Go take a look-see.
Go take a little look-see at my Instagram post. I'm sexy. Do you want to take a quick little break?
Oh, yeah, I would love to.
I see the red light.
Whoa,
so.
Yeah, I see it too. She's going crazy, y'all.
She bleeding. Okay, so we're going to be right back. We're going to take a quickie little break. We're going to go have a little quickie real quick.
Like we said in our last episode, check out our OnlyFans.
Yeah, check out our OnlyFans. Anyway, we'll be back. We are going to be right back. Hey, hello, y'all. Everyone. We are back. How you doing, girl?
I'm doing pretty great, but you know what? You know what I really want right now? I want to get spooked.
You want to get a little spooky?
Yeah,
spooky?
Girl, I want to get spooked. I'm trying to get spooky over here.
I have some ooky and spooky.
It is spooky season.
It is. I have some ooky and spooky ghost stories for us. These are also from Reddit. And if I'm honest, I'm a little pissed off at myself because I was doing a lot today. And so I found these stories and I didn't really read through them beforehand. So my reading's gonna be horrible. But no, I've been trying to make my reading better.
No, I bet it's gonna be just fine. Trust yourself, girl.
Give me this.
Trust yourself.
Hi. Okay.
Oh yeah, you gotta hold the microphone.
It makes it a little different. It's a different vibe. It died. Okay, you ready?
Yeah. Yeah, clear that throat.
when I was 2 years old, me and my family. because they made a mistake. It says I and my family. Sorry. Oh. I and my family consisting of my father, my mother, my little brother, who was only a year younger at the time, moved into a large, wonderful house with excellent rent. We lived in it for We lived in it quietly for about a month. Then my mother began seeing and hearing things with no explanation. One day the power went out to... Okay, this person's just a horrible writer. They keep messing up. I swear it's not me. Just like weird periods and weird spots. One day the power went out to the house. And my brother and I were sleeping. And my father was not home at the time. And only my mother was awake. I heard screaming coming from a room, which we were putting the things that we weren't using at the time. She was so afraid that she left us in the house and left.
The mother?
Yes.
Yeah, fuck them kids. I gotta put myself first.
It's about me. What about me? No, but actually me. After a few hours, they came and took us out of there. In fact, after we left...
She really said, fuck them kids.
In fact, after we left a month later, they came... The people that were renting out the house came to the house, and the same thing happened to them. But their daughter burned down... But their daughter burned down in the house. And my mother...
Their daughter?
Yes.
She burned the house?
Burned down in the house. Sorry, she died in the house.
Yeah.
What? If my mother had left us for a longer period of time, what would have happened to us? Would we have ended up like that little girl? I know, that's kind of...
Like, how did the girl get burned down? Because, like, they said, would that have happened to us? But it's like... What was happening? Like, how did the girl get burned down then? Like,
I don't
the
know
fucking house just, like, lit itself on fire. Like, is this, like, Monster House? House Monster? Is this what it's called? The movie?
Monster House. Monster House. Love that movie.
It was, like, one of my go-to movies I had to see on Halloween.
I do.
During Halloween season.
My go-to movie?
Paranorman?
Not my fave.
I fuck with Paranorman.
My go-to? Nightmare Before Christmas every time.
Oh, my gosh. No, I've never really been a Nightmare Before Christmas gal.
Watch
like,
that movie 2 times a year.
It's a one-time thing, and even then, that's like, it's a little much, honestly.
Watch that movie 2 times a year.
I could go a few years without watching it, honestly.
Halloween and Christmas. Like, around those times, you know, of course. Not your vibe.
But you know what? Another hot take. You know the Paranorman, the main character?
The child?
Norman. Yeah, well, I was a child, too.
Oh, okay.
I found him attractive, yes.
Oh, when you were a kid, yeah, okay.
Yes, I was going to say, like, did you find him attractive, too? Hello?
You're weird. No, I'm just kidding. No.
Really? I was into him.
I didn't really watch that movie very much.
Oh, hot take again. I feel like a lot of people would agree on this one. Victor from,
Despicable Me?
Oh!
That's
Victor.
Oh!
Victor. You want me to want you so bad. But Victor...
What the fuck is that supposed to mean?
He's like Vector. Maybe not right now, but y'all, don't him fool you. If he had his glasses, that orange suit.
The bowl cut. No, come on now.
That'd literally be his twin. Twins. But
anyway. Hey, twin.
But, Victor from Corpse Bride. Oh my god, I got the biggest compliment from one of our characters. One of our co-workers, Jesus. They told me I remind them of Emily from that movie, and I'm like,
really? Is she the dead one?
Yes.
Love her.
I love her.
Always a
Victoria's beautiful, too. Oh, that part's so sad.
I know, isn't it?
When I was going through my other woman phase, and I would hear that sound, it was sad.
No, literally.
Oh, yeah, because I'm like, bro, that's literally me. Like, they're never picking me. I'm literally the fucking other woman.
Every time.
Told you. Because during my male validation era.
During my male. Yeah, during the male validation, you're like.
Like,
especially if it's a taken man, and like, listen, sometimes I would know that they were a taken man.
No, I knew too sometimes. But I'm like, not gonna lie here. I did what I did.
And also, I didn't care.
I didn't care at the time. Like, I've said it before. The home
now.
Is already wrecked, and they're like, they're wrecking it more.
If
like,
they're opening the door for
no,
me.
No, I definitely have changed stances. Like, even though I still believe it, like they're the one wrecking the home. Like, I just wouldn't put me, my, I wouldn't put myself in that sort of situation again.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it again.
I don't know. Like, I was just like, I said it to a bunch of people because I remember there were some coworkers I was close to at that time, and I'm like, I don't care. Like, literally what I just said just now, the home's already wrecked. I didn't wreck it. They're wrecking it.
Yeah, you.
Like, why would I care?
You said it to that me was recently.
Okay, but like, that was me telling you what I used to say.
No, well, that is not
okay,
what
I dealt
happened.
With it. I mean, technically the home is wrecked. I am not gonna lie and be like, oh no. Like, technically the home is wrecked.
However,
because like they're the one, there's no hover. Like, however, I'm not gonna like go back into it. Like,
I'm
that's
go
where
it's
changed.
It, yeah.
I'm not going back into that. That was young Maria that didn't care, because like that was also part of my logic, was like, well, why would I care? Like, if he doesn't care that he's on his own, like, why should I care? Like, but now I was like, you know, I do care.
Yeah, I think I do.
Honestly,
care now.
I care.
I don't want to be the other woman. I want to be the woman.
Literally.
And I don't want there to be another woman.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's been this fucking huge ass fly.
Oh, I've been seeing her.
That's been in my, and it's.
She loves them lights. She's been landing on them.
I know. And she buzzes so loud sometimes. Lights. Camera, action. Okay, you ready for another story?
Yes. Well, because that's something I want to tell you.
Oh, well.
Okay, I'll wait. I guess I won't wait. I mean, so like, no, I said, I guess I won't wait. Because I was going to wait. That's why I guessed. But then I said, yeah, go ahead. But anyways, now you brought attention to it. So when you had asked me if I had seen The Strangers earlier, I remember just now again about, like, home invasion type shit. Hate but this it. One isn't really home invasion. It just, like, has to do with, like, someone being in your house. Where, like, people have, like, I saw one where it was an apartment. Where, like, apparently, like, the person was, like, living in, like,
the attic?
The attic hate part. It. That shit scares me. Like, what if someone's, like, in your house?
And, okay,
like,
well, let's not say in my house.
No, yeah, that's scary, though. But it is scary. Like,
won't be going to bed tonight. I'll be sitting there shivering in me timbers.
There's one I saw where, like, it was a person living at the... At the top of a supermarket, and, like, they're, like, storage place.
I saw that. Yeah, yeah. Didn't she, like, work there or something?
I don't think she worked there. I think she was just homeless. From what I saw. I think she used to work there, actually. I don't know. I don't remember, but I just saw that. But, like, the ones that really scared me were, like, when someone, like, living in their house. And they were, like, oh, I was, like, missing all these things. Like, things just kept disappearing.
And they're like, mama. Scary. Now we know why they're disappearing.
Well,
then
it was, like, I feel like if my shit was disappearing and I, like, live alone or something, I feel like... some point, I'd be like, what the fuck's going on here?
Yeah, luckily for me...
Like, food?
Luckily for me, I don't keep a lot of food in the house. And also, luckily for me, I don't really have anything that valuable. So, things don't really go missing. You know what I mean?
Well, some sorts I've heard, it's not, like, really valuable. So, I mean, I'm sure they probably did take valuables. But from what I'm remembering, it was, like, food, stuff like that, you know? I feel like socks also. I remember hearing a story like that.
God. My socks do go missing.
Yeah, but that's just, like, a sock thing, honestly. That's just, like, a sock thing.
Yeah, I feel like I would notice if I was running through my groceries pretty, like, fast. I'd be like...
Especially if, like, you're living alone type shit.
Like, what's going on?
Yeah.
What's happening?
I mean, I've heard stories like that, and that's pretty scary. That creeps me out.
Yeah, I don't love. Not my fave. Not my vibe.
People just scare me.
I hate people.
Literally.
My least fave. Are you ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. About 20 years ago, I and my two children rented an apartment. The apartment was on the top floor of a home that was built in 1910. Damn. After a couple of nights of us living there, we settled in for some sleep. Oh, okay, so after a couple of nights, we settled in for some sleep. I thought that I was dreaming about children playing, but when I woke up due to their quote noise, both were already asleep. I tried going back to sleep, but then the sound resumed. Footsteps running across the ceiling, giggling, laughing. And the next day, I went to the attic to check things out. Nothing. That night, the sound resumed again. A few days later, I met with a downstairs neighbor.
Giggling and laughing for your fucking attic, and you're just like, huh?
Kind of weird.
That scared me. Like, I'm scared.
A few days later, I met my downstairs neighbor, and I asked them about it. The whole building was haunted by multiple entities. Their lights would shut off, their sinks would start running, and they'd seen shadow figures, so we just accepted it. My deceased uncle, who's followed me everywhere, would show up sometimes, very easily discernible from the, as he's the only one that's ever been able to actually touch me. Ew. Don't fucking touch me.
Yeah.
During that time, my uncle and my grandpa would show up in photos. We had no problems with any of them. Then we moved into a home I'd bought. While packing, one of the ones unrelated to me was managed to pack itself into a box. What are you talking about?
The ghost?
Yeah, bitch, the ghost.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
It's happening. But also, I guess now it makes sense, like, why didn't get scared? I forgot that they live in an apartment. So maybe that's why, like, they freaked out. Maybe they thought the laughing maybe came from downstairs. I don't fucking know.
Yeah. The one that likes to open the cabinets and drawers at night. The one that likes to take things and hide them. We saw it as a child. And so we named it Newt. Now, if something goes missing, we kindly ask Newt to return it. And after a few minutes, it'll pop up somewhere obvious. The cats adore Newt as well. And yes, Grandma and Uncle are here, but the kids had stayed behind. Like, talking about the other kid ghosts, except for Newt.
Yeah, I kind of figured.
Wow.
Is Newt the one that packed itself up?
Yeah. But like, what the fuck does that mean?
I gotta go. There's too many kids.
I gotta go.
Like, I gotta be the... He's probably, like, an only kid.
Yeah,
only child. He's like, I need to be an only child again, y'all.
Fucking
like,
hate this shit. I gotta go. Ugh, boo-boo tomato. That was kind of a cute story. I kind of like that story.
Yeah, that was chill.
That was cutesy. You're cutesy.
Thanks.
Okay.
What else you got lined up for us?
Okay, I've got one more for us. Ooh. I have two more, but I think I screenshot this one wrong, so...
Oh. Ugh,
hate that. I know. I have to tell you something really strange that happened to me last year. Mm-hmm. I was alone in my house, just chilling, watching TV, when suddenly the lights flickered, and then they went out. I thought that it was just a power issue, and that things were... but then things started to get really weird. I heard what sounded like whispers coming from the hallway. It was so faint that I thought I had imagined it. But then I saw a shadow move across the wall. It looked like a figure.
Across the wall?
Across the wall. It looked like a figure, but when I turned around, there was nothing there. I tried to brush it off, just like, you know, my imagination, of course. But it didn't stop there. Later, my phone started acting up. I started to notice new messages appearing on my phone without me receiving any notification. It read, "Oh no, I've got chills, man."
What?
It read, "I've been waiting for you. I see you in your room watching your every move. The darkness is my domain, and soon you will join me in the shadows. Beware of the chill air, for it is my presence drawing near. It's always here, waiting for the right moment to reveal myself. See you soon." Ew. I freaked out and tried to turn on all the lights and lock all the doors, but the feeling of being watched just wouldn't go away. Even now, I keep hearing strange noises and feeling sudden chills.
It's turning up the heat in my house. Hell no, I don't want to feel one single chill.
80 degrees in my home.
I fucking hate the heat, but I don't have the heat off. Like, I don't want to feel that.
It's like something
holy
is
holy water everywhere, man.
It's like something is trying to get my attention. I don't know.
He is. Fucking texts you.
I don't know if this is just some kind of prank or if something's actually going on, but I wanted to let you know. I've started to feel some strange vibes and I'm starting to hear noises. Just know that you're not alone.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like you are.
Scary.
Icky booky. I just hate anything about like people like watching. I'm telling you, I'm like, that stuff always creeps me out. Like someone watching me, not knowing.
Don't like it. Hate it. Oh, here we go. Okay, I have one more for us now.
Go ahead.
I stayed in a haunted dorm for about 2 years in college, and it used to be a hotel, and a few people had died in it over the years when it was in operation. Mm-hmm. In one incident, me and my three other roommates, which we all had our own private bathrooms, we were chilling in our bunks, nice. Right?
Because they're in, like, dorms, like, mm-hmm. How I heard of.
We were chilling in our bunks one day when the metal faucet knob just turned on by itself, and the sink started spraying. We also heard a quote bouncing ghost. We also heard the quote bouncing ghost, which was pretty commonplace throughout the building. You'd hear someone bouncing a rubber ball in the hallway, but no one would ever be there. When you looked, But no one would ever be there when you looked. I always assumed it had to be one of the athletic kids who was going to their practice, but the RAs and the other people working in the building said they never seen anyone bouncing anything.
Hell no. I don't fuck with that at all.
Mm-mm.
But I guess this isn't, like, that bad, I guess. They didn't do anything.
Yeah, the last one was a little scary.
Yeah, fucking...
Like, what are you talking...
Texting you?
Texting you is...
fucking turning off the whispers... Hell no,
chill,
bro. The moment I feel any sort of chill, I'm like,
yeah.
I'm like, I'm not chilling. I'm not cold, like, at all. Like, I'm hot.
I'm warm. I'm warm. I swear.
Oh my god. But like, this kind of reminded me of that. It's this game. It's called the Midnight Game. Have you ever heard of it?
I have.
It reminded me of that because like, apparently, like in the Midnight Game, it's like this man, this like shadowy man. He like. Enters your home because like you allow him to come in. I don't remember the whole instructions, but I'm pretty sure like you
Should
write
I
your name.
Tonight?
Do it
absolutely
if you really want to. You write your name on a piece of paper, and I'm pretty sure like you have to do it exactly 12 a.m. or maybe no, yeah, I'm pretty sure exactly 12 a.m. or maybe 3 a.m. One of those, and it has to be exactly around then. You like
probably
like,
12 a.m. because it's called the midnight game.
Oh yeah, fucking shit, such a ditzy moment. Oh my gosh, yeah, 12 a.m. and then you have to like prick your finger with blood, but like yeah, you have to write your name and then you prick your finger with blood and then you gotta put your blood on there, and then like he supposedly comes in and like I'm pretty sure supposed to say some sort of chant. That's not the point. The point is like eventually after that, like you have like salt, so like if he does get close by, and you'll know he's close by apparently by like if you'll chill.
Who wants to play this game,
bro? I used to be obsessed with that shit, like people playing it. Did you ever watch Sam and Colby? Mm-mm. Oh my, I fucked with Sam and Colby hard back in the day.
Should we try and play it?
No,
obviously not tonight, but like no. You know, next time we have a sleepover.
And no,
no, that would be so fun. I don't want to do that.
You do it.
It's not your
YouTube channel.
No, I'm not.
So what? Just because it's not my home doesn't mean he's not gonna follow me. What if he kills me? I don't know. Like I said, it was like, oh my god, I also like don't believe in it like that much where I'm like, oh, what if he does kill me, even though I just said it. But then it's like, I don't know. Sometimes like, see, the thing with me, like stuff like this, like it's like I believe a little bit, but sometimes like there's part of me that doesn't believe.
No, I get
it. Because like I also want to be like logical, you know, but sometimes like I've had a few experiences where I'm like, fuck, like how did that fucking happen?
No, I get it. Where it's no, like, totally.
I don't know. I feel like I'm sort of in the middle. But it's like, I also don't want to find out. The experience I've had is enough. They're not even that bad. And they're not bad at all, honestly.
Yeah, Marina will never play the Ouija board with me.
I don't want to find out more, you know? I don't need the hard truth.
Never wants to play the Ouija board with me. I don't understand. Yeah, I'm good.
You got the wrong one. You need someone else.
No, I have no one. I have no one.
Yo, one of our old coworkers, text her. Hit her up.
Uh-uh.
Why? She loves that type of shit. And what I've heard of, she's always getting contact, apparently, when she played it.
Oh, you're talking about that one. Sorry, I thought you were talking about a different one.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
I thought you were talking about someone else.
I don't know who you're talking about.
It don't matter.
I'm talking about the one with the D word.
Yeah. Not the D word.
D letter.
Daddy?
Yes. But yeah, apparently, like, and if, like, he's, like, nearby, you'll feel the chills and, like, like salt all around you, I'm pretty sure.
So, I pissed it off.
See. And supposedly, like, the salt's supposed to protect you, like, from him coming at you.
Have fun.
I forget how you end the game or, like, how it ends, but, yeah.
You don't.
I don't remember.
Do you know the thing that was, like, you crack an egg and it goes down?
An egg
and it goes down. I always thought that was all, I don't, like, obviously it's not spooky, but a little trivia that's, like, no, you feel it.
I'm something a little, ooh. But, yeah, I remember, I used to love Simon Colby.
You feel it?
Yeah. I used to love Simon Colby. I'm surprised you've never seen them. I feel like they're pretty relatively big.
Yeah, I mean, I know who they are. They just, like, weren't my vibe.
I love them. I'm visiting abandoned places. They definitely got me into
love going to abandoned places. Love. I wish
we have fucking done it forever. I haven't with you.
No, I haven't either. I wish there were more down here. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure there are more down here. It's just, like, no one wants to tell us where they are.
Yeah. Y'all, let us know.
Come on. Anyway, are you ready to go ahead and wrap up this episode?
Yeah.
Okay. Maria, it's still not behind us anymore. So I need you to tell everyone where they can find us.
Well, we're on all streaming platforms as Chatterbox Crew. If you want to find us, like, on Instagram, Twitter, or X, whatever you want to call it.
I tweeted.
You're tweeting?
I have tweeted a few times.
You heard y'all?
Do you have the login to it?
No.
Gotta give that
you
to
gotta you. Give it to me, and maybe I'll start tweeting. But anyways, yeah, we're on there, in Instagram and TikTok as the Chatterbox Crew. And then if you want to find me on Instagram, I'm xo.xomaria with two A's at the end. And my TikTok is whatsup_Maria. And if you want to find Mr. Nathaniel Next, where can they find you?
Well, so funny you say that. You can find me at Nathaniel Next on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, and YouTube. I'm great. So make sure you go follow me. Please. Please.
He's begging y'all.
Oh, I don't want to do that. But
I
like,
mean, you just said please.
But like, please.
So please, come on out.
Please, give it to me. Give it to me, Rachel. Give it to me. Give it to me. Oh.
We're scary.
Oh. Anyway, this was such a fun episode. I had a good time.
Yeah, I loved it.
Anyway, we gotta go. We gotta go make some tiki
time. Some content for y'all.
For y'all. Since y'all are begging on your hands and knees. Okay. Goodbye. Oh. Goodbye.